Hey there, I'm Lauren, and you're listening to the Podcast Manager Show, a podcast for podcast managers. Each week, we cover the technical and tactical aspects of running a profitable podcast manager business. With over 90,000 new shows starting each month, podcast managers are in demand. And I'm here to help you land your dream clients while reaching your monthly income goals and without working like crazy. Are you ready? Let's get to today's episode. Hello, hello. Welcome to another episode of the Podcast Manager Show. If this is your first time, welcome. Thank you so much for being here. And if you're back for another episode or you're here with me every single week, I super appreciate you. And before we dive into the four steps for a discovery call that converts, I wanted to give you guys an update. Because if you're a podcast listener of mine, then you know that I've been going through a housing change over the past couple of months, really ever since I started this show. And we have finally ended our transition. So let me take you back real quick. In June, July of 2020, we decided that we were going to relocate about 45 minutes to live closer to my parents and my two sisters. So we decided we were going to build, and then we sold our house, and we ended up moving in with my parents and living that with them for about 6 months as our house was being built. And my parents had just downsized into an appropriate house for two people, and my mom is amazing at interior design. So the house is beautiful, but definitely was not designed for seven people, my five and then my parents. But we honestly had a really great 6 months. Like, I'm just blown away at like how much of a fun and how positive it was. But regardless of that experience, our house was ready and we moved in over the weekend and we are here. And I'm just really grateful because we've got space for our family and we're going to be in this house for a long time, hopefully. And as someone who I don't have a lot of roots, I moved a lot as a kid. It just feels really great to feel like we're kind of settling. So that's my housing update. Follow me on Instagram for some more details. I just shared what my office was going to look like. So you can kind of follow that journey as we put together my office. But I also wanted to invite you to my masterclass. If you haven't been, if you haven't joined me yet, then go grab a seat at laurenwrighton.com/masterclass. What I cover in this masterclass are the three mistakes that I made while DIYing my way into a podcast management business. And these three mistakes may also be keeping you from landing clients as a podcast manager. So I also cover the exact system that creates $5,000 months without working more than 20 hours a week. So if you want to learn about that system, if you want to learn about these mistakes that you want to avoid, then head over to laurenwrighton.com/masterclass and join me in the masterclass today or tomorrow or this week. I can't wait to hang out with you there. So this topic of a discovery call. This episode idea came to me because we did a bonus call in the Podcast Manager program. We did a bonus call, myself and my VA turned director of customer service, customer success. I honestly always forget her title, even though I know that it's director of customer success, but it still feels kind of funny. And she started as my VA in October of 2019, and now helps a ton with coaching students and being really active in our Facebook group, but also just being all over the place in my business. So her name is Sarah Whitaker. I did interview her on the podcast. So if you want to go check out that one, we'll drop the link to that in the show notes. But Sarah and I did a discovery call demo where I was the podcast manager and she was the client. And we walked through every step of the discovery call and what that can look like and how you can really use your lack of experience to your advantage. And once you have a lot of experience and you're really scaling your prices, how to show your value over a call. But then I was thinking, you know, I can really pull some of this stuff that we covered and make it into a podcast episode so that you guys can hear some of these great tips as well. So in this episode, we are going to be covering four steps for a discovery call that converts. So let's start with the beginning of a discovery call. And the beginning of a discovery call is before it even begins, right? It is so common and normal to feel nervous. Even if you like talking to people, it can be tough to get on a discovery call, right? So being nervous is totally normal and it's okay, but you have to learn how to kind of get yourself ready. So one thing that I learned a long time ago that I like to think about is that nervous energy is actually just excitement and energy. So if you can take those nerves and put them somewhere, then it can help just kind of not necessarily calm you down, but does something productive with those nerves and keeps you from kind of spiraling into like negative thoughts or whatever. So one tip that I heard from a speaker, like a keynote speaker, was that she would pound lightly on her legs, like kind of just like giving herself like a massage on her thighs. And just doing that before she would go on stage was a place to put that nervous energy. And so I try to think about that if I'm feeling really nervous of just like doing some sort of movement with my body to get those nerves to go somewhere, because it's really very common to have that, right? But maybe that doesn't strike your fancy. Maybe instead you want to listen to a like pump up music before a discovery call, or you want to listen to calming music, or you want to read some affirmations. Or I was thinking, I'm not a tea drinker, at least not right now, but maybe you want to have a cup of calming tea, or, you know, it depends. Like maybe you want to feel calm going into a discovery call. Maybe you want to feel pumped up. So regardless of what your specific inclination is, know that being nervous is totally normal and that you can develop kind of a habit or a ritual that you do before a call to put you in a great mindset for that call. The second step is having an intro ready. So how do you start a discovery call, right? You want to position yourself as the person in charge on a discovery call. They have scheduled a call with you to talk about your services. So their purpose of getting on the call is to learn about your services, to learn about you, and to then decide if you're a good fit for their business, right? So a while back, someone told me that they didn't really want to talk about themselves that much on the call. Like they didn't want to talk about their personal life, or they just didn't want to talk a lot. It felt selfish to talk about themselves on a call. And I was like, I totally get your mindset there. But the client or the potential client, they want to learn about you. They need to learn about you, because if they didn't get off the call and they only talked and they didn't really get to know you, then they're just going to be like, oh, well, I just talked the whole time. I didn't get to know this person to see if they're a good fit. So having an intro ready that you can say calm and confident, that you've practiced, that intros who you are, a little bit about something personal, like your family or what you're into or whatever it is, a little bit of your story of how you became a podcast manager, and then pivoting into how you can help them in the form of, I help my clients with X, Y, and Z. So you tell a little bit about yourself and then you pivot it into, I help my clients with editing and show notes and social media graphics so that they can X, Y, and Z. So fill in that script for yourself and get really comfortable saying it, because the more comfortable you can be in kind of spitting this intro out naturally, so it's not like a script, you know, instead you can just kind of flow through it, change it up a little bit each time, but really know what you're saying each time, then you can start the discovery call off on a really positive foot. You can introduce yourself in just a couple of minutes and then talk about what the client is looking for and if you are a good fit. The third thing is I want you to have a list of the things that you need to know to write a proposal. The whole point for you to get on a discovery call is to learn about what this client needs so that you can then propose a package for them. So I kind of have a horror story over this. I was hiring someone and I interviewed that. I was on a discovery call with them and the call went really great. I connected with them. I thought it was a good call. And we talked about the logistics and all the details with this project, this ongoing project that I was going to potentially hire them for. And they told me that they would send me a proposal, you know, whenever after the call. And I got the proposal and it wasn't actually a proposal. It was just their package, just the package that I already had seen on their website. It was there listed. I think it was like a Dubsado package that they just sent me. And there was no customization, absolutely no customization. The price was actually lower than I expected, but there was no customization that I thought, did they listen? Number one, do they know what I want? Are they clear on what I want? And is this going to be a thing if I hire them that they aren't detail-oriented, and this role was for a detail-oriented role, and it totally threw me off, and I wasn't interested at all. So when you're on a call, it's crucial for you to listen and ask questions. When it comes to podcasting, you need to ask questions like, how many episodes are you going to release a month? How long are these episodes going to be, around-ish? Are you going to do guest interviews? And just having a conversation with them about the show will give you a lot of these details. But one tip that I will give you is that clients have a tendency of saying, oh, well, what about this and this and this? And they throw a ton of ideas at you. And you might feel like, okay, wait, though, like, what do they actually want? It's your job to kind of circle back and ask them or tell them, okay, I will send you a proposal with these things, with editing of 4 episodes a month, writing a description, scheduling, uploading, writing show notes. Like, you're listing it out to them at the end of the call so that they understand exactly what you're going to send them with a price. And when they hear you list it off, they might say, okay, well, will you also send me a package with that plus guest management? Or can you also send me one with a couple of those things removed so I have 2 options? They have that moment then, you can kind of get those details worked out. And then, so you're going to be writing down the details. You're going to kind of spit it back out to them. And then the 4th step is letting them know the next steps. Because remember, you're in charge. You're in charge in this call. You're walking them through this process. You're walking them through working with you. So you say, okay, great. I will get these packages over to you. I'll send this proposal to you. I always like look at my computer and say like, okay, yeah, it's Monday. Okay, I'll get this to you by tomorrow afternoon. I don't usually say like noon or 1 p.m. Like, I don't give like a specific deadline for myself, but I'll let them know that I'm going to get it to them within, like, I like to get it within like 12 hours, to be honest. I like to kind of just strike while the iron's hot, but I would say for sure, 48 hours, like for sure. But tell them when you're going to send it to them. If you're busy that night or you're busy that day, then tell them, hey, okay, I'll get this over to you tomorrow afternoon. And then by golly, get it to them on time. Get it to them on time. Do not send it after your own deadline. I actually cannot stand when I do this to myself. Like, I'll give someone a deadline that I don't need to give them. You know, like I'll say to maybe Marcy, my podcast manager, and say, hey, I'm going to get you these episodes early. And she might be like, okay, I don't even need them that early, but great. And then I'll miss my own deadline. I'm like, Lauren, don't make deadlines for yourself that no one else cares about if you can't meet them. I don't know. That's just a personal pet peeve. But deliver on that deadline. Email them a proposal with 1 or 2 packages that you guys have discussed. And once again, make sure those packages are customized. They should be able to see the details all over the place of knowing that you wrote it for their show. This is not something that you want to automate. You can automate some of that process, but you do not want to automate the actual proposal and the details in the proposal. So after you have given them the date that you're going to send them the proposal, in the actual email that you send, give them the next steps after they've received the email. So say, hey, Ashley, it was so great to talk to you on our discovery call today. I'm really excited for us to potentially start working together. Attached is the proposal. Review it. Let me know if you have any questions. And if you would like to move forward with working with me, well, then let me know and I will send you a contract with an invoice. So the potential client knows what her next steps are. She will review the proposal. If she has questions, she'll reach out to you. If she's ready to get started, then she'll let you know and you will send her a contract and an invoice. So she knows she's paying you before services begin and that you're a serious businesswoman or man because you're going to send a contract, which is 100% what we're about here on the Podcast Manager Show. So what it comes down to is clear expectations and deadlines. Give your potential clients and your clients very clear deadlines because then everyone can just thrive. Ugh, expectations and deadlines. I just love them. And everyone can thrive with deadlines. So those are the 4 steps for a discovery call that will convert. Let's review them real quick. Number 1 was do something with that nervous energy. Number 2 was have an intro ready. Number 3 was have a list of things that you need to know to write a proposal. And number 4 was let them know the next steps because you're in charge. I want you to land every single discovery call that you're But realistically, if you're getting about a 50-50 yes and no, then you're on track. If you're getting more than 50% of people saying yes, that means your prices are too low. And I actually just did an episode about when to raise your prices. So if you're interested in that topic, go back and listen to that one. But know that it's totally normal and expected for you to get 50% yeses and 50% no's. And not only is that normal, but you should expect it, right? So if you want to land 5 clients, know that it's not going to be your first 5 discovery calls. It's probably not going to be your first 10 discovery calls, right? So know that this is going to be something that you have a little bit of time to get good at, and that if you mess something up on a discovery call, number one, I have done pretty much everything known to man wrong on a discovery call, and I've still landed clients. So know that you do not need to be perfect by any stretch of the imagination. But if you do make a mistake that results in you not landing that client, then no big deal. There's way more fish in the sea, and you'll always have another chance. Okay, you guys, that is what I had for you today. Let me know what you guys think about this episode. I love chatting with you about these episodes on Instagram in my DMs or seeing that you're listening in your Instagram stories. I just love that. So let me know what you guys think and what you're doing to prepare and get yourself on discovery calls that will convert. Until next time, I'll be cheering you on. Thanks so much for hanging out with me today. Come connect with me over on Instagram at Lauren Wrighton or in the Podcast Manager Mastermind on Facebook. And let me know what you liked about this episode. You can always find the links and resources mentioned in this show over at LaurenWrighton.com. Until next time, I'll be cheering you on.